Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
I don't want to be around anymore.
Do you remember a few weeks ago when we said TH is the worst episode of Robot Wars ever?
We were lied and conned.
Because today we're doing Robot Wars Extreme Warriors, the Tag Team Terror. Rosie the Riveter and Triceribot. The Gap and Runaway. Half the teams that showed up in the previous Tag Team Terror event, because I remember that being...
Hyperactive and Cyclone.
Hyperactive and Cyclone, that would have been interesting, yeah. Mm. Just anyone and Panzer, so that Panzer was in something else.
Well, those are some of the names you will not be here seeing featured today.
Yes,
some of them you may, actually.
Yeah. Well,
but in worse combinations.
So, right. I will explain how, just how bad it gets when we get to the third fight, alright? But first, we need to get through the first tag team.
Okay. From Texas. Texas Tornado.
Which is box with a tiny flipper on it. A flipping plate, I think, is the term it uses.
Ah, the old flipping plate.
Yep.
From California, Mad Cowbot.
So Mad Cowbot is a... it's a two-wheel drum spinner robot. And am I right in thinking, for some reason, it showed these two teams as the robots being identical sizes, even though they're not? There was something like that. There's one tag team, it's like... The two robots, both are billed as being the same weight, the same size. And if you actually look into it, they weren't.
Considering their stats come up next to each other at the beginning of the fights. But also, like, to be honest, the only reason I thought that the two of them were put together as a tag team was purely because whatever you see, like, tornadoes or hurricanes or whatever, and, like, TV shows and... There's always a cow stuck in the tornado.
Yeah. And their opponent.
From North Carolina, Trilobite and Tragzilla.
So, Trilobite is the... It's a wedge robot with. Is this the one? It's got like a little jaw and a flipping arm.
Yeah, where the flipping arm is, I don't know, but apparently it has one.
Tragzilla is, it's shitty Killatron.
Yeah, with a flipper instead of an X.
Yes. Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, shitty Killatron.
How bad does it need to be that you're worse than that Killatron?
Yeah. Like, even at this rate, I would probably think Kellertron could probably take out Trexilla.
I mean, it doesn't take a lot out to take out Traxxila, as this
As this match shows.
shows very quickly.
So the match starts, Trilobite goes for the pit. Keep that in mind because that's key information later.
Yep, so Trilobite triggers the pit very quickly, and then. Now, I know that tag team matches virtually never stay under control anyway,
Yeah.
but this episode, it is incredible how quickly things break down.
Because this isn't the first tag team terror that we've seen, and I would probably say that the tag team terrors that we've seen before have been at least somewhat overseen, but this one is just. It's like 3, 2, 1, activate. Okay, the partners are in the corner, and two robots come out fine, and there's their partners. And now here come the house robots. It's like, what the hell? And it's
Yeah,
just three. Like literally, my first note is everything and nothing happens all at once.
yeah. It just kind of it's a bit chaotic, and then the house robot. Yeah, virtually every fight I just have, the house robots get bald, and then out of nowhere. Trilobite, for no reason, just jives in the pit.
Yeah, like Dead Metal has a grip of him at one point, but lets him go in front of the pit,
Yeah.
and then it just cuts back to him at one point. Trilobite just goes la 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 la,
Boom.
and then like just after that happens, and then smash cuts to Dead Metal who's attacking the ref bot for some reason.
Yes. And look, gets sparks out of ref bot. It's not even like it. Like he kind of he charges at someone and misses. He actually cuts into Refbot.
And you can see the dent of the saw blade on RevBot's plow.
Yeah.
I mean that was the most interesting part of this. Well, that and what happens next, because Trexilla also dies. Yeah, I think it dies on the flipper, and then the flipper goes off, and Trexilla goes just one like directly upwards. It doesn't go forwards at all. So it does like three barrel rolls, lands back on the flipper, and everybody just kind of looks and goes,
Again.
all right, let's do it again. And then it gets hurtled across the arena. It's
Yeah.
like that was actually quite beautiful, that like the la 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 in there.
Yeah. Anywho, we'll get on to the second match.
Well, here's a team that are f from enough fucking states for four people. You'll see what I mean, because that was a terrible fucking constructed sentence. I'll give you that. From Florida and California, bang!
So Bang is I'm just get I'll put details in here. Yeah, Bang is a box.
Yes.
A literal box.
Yes.
It looks like someone's put wheels and a mace on a crate.
Isn't it great? Ah.
That joke is better
Oh,
than anything in this fight.
well, thank you.
Yeah.
And his partner from California and Nevada, Snookums.
Oh, Snookums. So Snookums is the robot that looks like a shark, except it's got a swordfish nose.
But we love him anyway.
We do love Snookums because it's a robot team that sticks around, which is nice.
Well, until, you know, you see their last run, which is fucking genuinely heartbreaking.
Oh, that, we'll get to that. That is just...
Yeah. And their opponents, from Virginia, G-Force, and from Eden, Surf Force a Lot.
So, this is Team Force. I don't remember Surf Force a Lot at all. Which I don't understand, because as far as I can tell, this is the only competent robot we've had so far.
I seriously can't remember it either. Like, I feel like this may be, let's run back through the
it
previous heats and see if it was in it.
It lost its first heat to Bang.
What?
It lost to Bang, I think.
How could that lose to Bang?
I have no idea, but apparently it did.
Great, I'm pissed off even more now.
So, anywho.
Hey. We finally get to see G-Force's axe in this match.
So, like this, again, this is another one of these fights. It's like, two robots start. There is one actual bit of action, which is Sir Force-a-Lot destroys the tire on Bang, so that it's the wheel moves and the tire doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then the house robots get bored.
This is the match where he gets G-Force's axe weapons.
Yeah, we actually see them work. They didn't do anything, but they work.
I was convinced that they weren't real. If you remember the last episode the G-Force was in.
Yep, they do actually fire, though. To give them credit. Hello?
Well, maybe I should take myself off mute if I'm going to talk.
I didn't want that. Do you know what? G-Force actually looks like a decent robot.
It's not the worst.
It it's does not the look worst. Season 2.
No.
It fights like Season 2, but it doesn't look it.
I think it looks like Season 3, which is better.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you said, that Force pops one of Bang's tires. The face of Snookums gets crushed in, and then Sir Kellogg just kind of swings Snookums around. This is the point where you, as you say, the house robots get bored, and big pile on Bang and Snookums go in the pit. So after the fight, Mick talks to Team Boom and says, oh, you're normally with Psycho Chicken? Man, you can really prove that you can lose with any robot.
Mick, dude.
Sarcasm levels at 1 billion.
Yep. Oh, no, that's not the most offensive thing Mick does in this episode.
Ooh.
We'll get to that.
Well, if we have to.
But before we get to that, do you know how bad this episode is?
How bad is it?
I am excited when Rocky Balboa shows up. Because Rocky Balboa said, fuck it. This is at least it's an interesting team. And it's a semi-competently built robot.
I know. And you know what? See, the more I see it, I think I'm actually starting to kind of like the gimmick.
Yeah. Takes long enough, but yes. Yeah,
Okay.
it's worn us down.
It's not even a case of worn us down so much as there's worse gimmicks, and now we have the two of them in the same fucking match.
Anyway, their tag team partner is built by the same team, and it is
And
Black
has sex with
Widow.
Rocky Balboa.
So, Black Widow is a wedge four-wheel drive robot. It's apparently it's got like steel mill weapons, but I don't think we ever see them
Never see
actually
them.
do anything. It mainly works as a wedge.
Yeah, pretty much. I think it's got a spike in the back, maybe. Okay, so I'll do the proper introductions, and I'm going to do them the way that the episode does it. From Indiana, Joker, and from Minnesota, Falcon Mark II.
Mick Foley's favorite robot.
Yeah, at least he keeps that up.
Yeah.
And introducing their opponents, Black Widow, Rocky Balboa.
So yeah, we've got a pair of wedgie pushers versus two robots that in theory have weapons. The one of them is slow and one of them is weak.
Someone didn't see what happened there.
No, we didn't. What happened?
There were no state intros for Black Widow and Rocky Balboa.
Oh, how interesting.
Well, it is kind of interesting when we go on to the next fight.
Yeah. So, this is just one of these fights that. It's four robots driving about and occasionally they interact with something. I
Most
feel
of the time, they
sorry for them.
interact with their own partners.
I genuinely do not understand how any decision was made.
Yeah.
Because I gen.
Like.
I think I've got 1 point Falcon lifts dead metal, and that's it.
Let's see. One of my notes is Rocky comes in and twats his own partner. Essentially, I don't think I actually took down any notes of actually what happened in this fight because it was beyond insanity.
Yeah. But hey, at least the Rocky Balboa team won. Which is nice.
Yay, husband and wife or something.
I'm more thinking we
Yes.
don't have to see Joker again. In
The
fact, I think
Joker.
this is the last. Oh! This is. Right, okay. Mick Foley's a dick.
No, this is the best.
So Mick Foley says the judges have gone for Falcon and Joker. Only
Yep, they start
kidding. It
celebrating.
was Rocky Balboa and
Black
Black
Widow.
Widow.
Just because he really hates that guy from Falcon.
I mean, just. I mean, okay.
Remember, it's not the first time he's done this, though.
I know.
But like that one did seem a wee bit more mean-spirited than I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Because at least the other one, it was obvious who won, and then he made a joke out of it. But this one, it was like, "Oh, you guys won." No, you didn't, though.
Lol.
So, Rocky Balboa and Black Widow are through. I mean, as I said, you got two pusher bots, and then you've got Joker, who has the least offensive spinning disc weapon in the history of spinning disc weapons, and Falcon's teeny tiny little flipper. It's like, needless to say, there wasn't much to kind of try and keep track of in terms of notes for this match.
Yep. So,
Definitely a match that happened.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Chris and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
It's Technomax spelled TEKNOAXE. So, we've only got four more robots left to meet in this shit show.
From California, Mechadroid.
So,
and from
Mechadroid is the robot with the world's weakest axe. It's Wish Thermidor.
Yes.
No, it's Wish Splinter.
Yes, that's the one. And from Utah, Hyperactive.
Yep. And yeah. Please give us a good robot.
The Termite and General Champs a lot too.
Finally, a good robot. General chomps a
Yeah.
lot. Which gets the chopper entrance.
Already in the arena, General chomps a lot.
Which is strange because General Chompslot is the MVP in this match.
So maybe MVP of the whole show.
Because there's this awesome moment. So it's Mecha Droid and General start, and it just starts bodying everyone. And eventually it goes and it gets, so it takes out one of the wheels of Mecha Droid. And it's chomping down on Hyperactive. And it goes to pit Hyperactive. And Mechadroid sees its opportunity. Because General Chomsault is not good at pitting people.
No,
As
it's
we will
not.
find out in a later episode.
They even kind of discuss it as well. I don't know if it's in this episode or not, but yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, there's struggle. Think it's because the bottom jaw is too long.
Yeah. And then Mechadroid takes advantage, pits General Chompslot, and you'd think at this point it's like, and then it drives away, except it doesn't.
Yep.
It then proceeds, I believe for the second time, to drive itself into the pit.
Well, actually, like it was Hyperactive that he went to put down the pit, and then Mechadroid ran up behind him,
Yeah.
and so shoved Chompy down into the pit,
Yeah.
and then the Termite was there, and then Sir Killalot was behind him, so it was just a massive collision of just like five different robots all just going, ah, shove. And apparently that's how they determined the victor was just, oh, the Termite didn't go in the pit, so your team won. And I was like, what? I'm gonna guess.
Yeah, Termite somehow comes out of this fight the winner.
Yeah, because on my notes I wrote, and Termite was also there. So
Yeah.
just by existing, you did it. You did it, Termite. Congrats.
I won! By default, but I
Default, default, default.
So, anyway, we move on to the semi-finals. And oh God, this fight's bad. Texas Tornado and Mad Cowbot versus Sir Forcelot and G-Force.
Right, now's the time to talk about the interesting thing of, did you notice that also the Termite and General Chumpsalot didn't get entrance state introductions?
Nope.
Well, they did, and they won. Who else didn't get state introductions and they won? That's right, Rocky Balboa and Black Widow. They literally foreshadowed the two victories by essentially playing the second round introductions for the first round matches.
That's interesting. Anyway, so this match, so Texas Tornado and Mad Cow Bot versus the Full Slot and G-Force, it immediately falls apart. There's just randomly this moment where you're just looking at one point, Mad Cow's on fire. You have no idea how it happened, but it's on fire.
Don't know what happened, but it's there.
G-Force is just kind of, within about 30 seconds, it's just kind of dead in the corner. So Full Slot just pits Texas Tornado. And stuff happens until so Full Slot is the only robot working, and then out of nowhere, suddenly Matilda has a flywheel because she's had a chainsaw up until now.
Yeah.
And she wants to test out her flywheel.
Let's.
So she does, it must be half the length of the arena. She charges ass first. I can't even remember which robot. I think it was Mad Cow. Also, there's one point where Dead Metal attacks Sir Forcelot with his own teammate. He actually shoves G-Force at Sir Forcelot.
Here's your partner, you schmuck.
So yeah, Team Force wins.
Yep, they advance to the final. And once again, I will
And then we
announce
get no inter. And here's the weird thing, because I think that this is a judge's decision somehow. I'm sure it is. And then we don't get Foley announcing the winner.
Yeah, we get the announcer,
Yes.
commentator. Yeah, I know that's strange. And then here we go with some more strangeness as we get into the second round and we finally get the ring introductions for both teams in the second fight. From North Carolina, Black Widow and Rocky Balboa. From Wisconsin and Nebraska, the Termite and General Chapsalot.
Yeah, so we've actually got like two competent robots in one fight.
What?
Unfortunately, one of those robots does not start. Because for some reason they insist on Black Widow starting.
Yeah, I think it's one of the
And
things
then what
like.
happens is all three fights start the same way. Black Widow starts to run into trouble. Rocky Balboa goes, "That's my wife."
My wife.
Yeah, so there is this,
Yeah, it runs out of trouble here as well.
and there is this again. The fight just kind of breaks down a little bit, and then there is this weird moment. So Rocky Balboa pits General Chomps a lot. Unfortunately, when it does so, it is in the jaws of General Chomps a lot. And General Chomps a lot, the second it falls in, it goes, well, I'm not going to let you go.
Yeah, why the fuck should I do that? You're staying here with me.
Exactly. So it's just like, okay, you're staying with me. So that means that the rest of this fight is Black Widow versus Termite. And both robots are already limping.
Yep.
And then Termite's weapon breaks.
And then Black Widow just sits on the flame pit.
Yes! Yes! And yeah, okay.
And somehow, Black Widow and Rocky advance. You know, Rocky remains, reminds me of a lot of my prime.
You now had a prime.
I have had a prime, it's delicious. I had the blue one. Very tasty.
As a professional seller of soft drinks, no. No.
But maybe that purchase of that drink is what helped Logan Paul go on to become the US champion.
Oh, are you taking credit for this?
Yeah.
Oh, we should say Rocky and Black Widow win. Anyway, we get on to the final. So Forcelot and G-Force versus Black Widow and Rocky Balboa. So I'm just looking for my notes here because I can't eat. This is the thing. I can't remember. I watched this last night. Two nights ago. I cannot remember any of this. I wasn't drunk. I wasn't tired. It is just so not memorable. It's just this blimonge of shit. Except for one thing, which is at some point, Rocky Balboa realizes the most effective weapon in this arena is Matilda's ass, and he shoves Sir Forcelot into it, and Sir Forcelot just explodes.
I mean, where's the lie, folks? But, like, yeah.
And then there's this, like, weird thing where
It's just the way that, like, Matilda just sits most of the time now with her arse out into the arena.
And then Sir Force... G-Force manages to do something I don't think I've seen... I think I've seen happen maybe once. And it's... It manages to impale itself on the wall.
Yeah. It does this very early on in the match.
Yes. And there's this wonderful moment where suddenly Black Widow and Rocky Balboa go, wait, this is a tag team match. Maybe we should work. This is a radical concept. As a tag team. Wow. And then there's this other bit, which then Black Widow goes, oh yeah, we're not meant to both be in the arena at the same time. So I'll go in the corner and let you fight.
Let's be a tag team. Okay, you go first. What?
No, they work together and then they go, okay, and now we're going to be... now we are going to be working as a proper tag team and observing the rules. And because they observe the rules and because they're a proper tag team and because one of their opponents is dead, Rocky Balboa and Black Widow are victorious.
No. They clearly stated that G-Force was impaled on the wall, but was trying to move. So it was a very fair judge's decision, and it wasn't counted out despite the fact it didn't move for half the fight.
Okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah, let's just change the rules when we feel like it.
I mean, who do they think they are, the FIA?
Yeah, that's a reference I get, totally.
Anywho. Anyway, we finish with excellent news. Rocky Balboa finally has a prime!
He did it!
Yay!
It's been a tough climb to the top, but he did it. By gum, he did it.
Yep.
I'm so surprised that when he got handed the championship, he didn't go, "We did it, Adrian!"
Well, they've got to avoid breaking too many copyrights.
Or just turn to his wife, whatever her name is, and go, "We did it!"
Anywho. So, that was the tag team tournament. And hey, Rocky Balboa had a nice time.
Yeah, good for him.
No one else did.
Yep. Can confirm. Well, mercifully it's over, so...
Yep. At least...
You know, but I am feeling... Go on.
There is one advantage of this, to be fair.
That being?
At least this one has a point.
Yes. Because next week, we're going to rebel.
Right. Just to do a little explanation here. So, the next episode that airs in the USA was the Robot Wars Season 2 International Championship. However, that episode has something incredible. It's called Competent Robots.
Blech.
So, instead, we're going to skip to the last ever episode, Robot Rebellion, which is what the episode's called, not Housebot Rebellion, don't ask me why. And then the week after that, we're going to do the International Championship. Well, I'm sure there'll be absolutely nothing to discuss.
Yeah.
It's so much worse than you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Come on, let's get going.
But anyway, next week, we have our Robot Rebellion on our hands.